Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Shmini. This Aliyah has 15 psukim, and in it we hear about the tumah that can come to food and to kelim, and also of the tumah that can be acquired through coming in contact with a nevela. A nevela is a kosher animal that wasn't shechted or shechted properly. In this Aliyah, we are also told not to eat insects. And the Parsha ends, the Aliyah and the Parsha end with the command to remain holy and not to eat any foods that are prohibited to us. Now again, towards the end of our Parsha, when the Torah begins to summarize the halachos of keeping kosher and not becoming tameh with the wrong kinds of animals and the wrong kind of food, etc., the Torah says in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Mem Dalid, Vihit Kadishtem, Vihitem Kedoshim, Vihit Kadishtem, you must sanctify yourselves, and Vihitem Kedoshim, and you shall be holy. And the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, quotes that Pasuk and says the following, Vihit Kadishtem, Elu Maim Rishonim, Vihitem Kedoshim, Elu Maim Achronim. The Gemara learns from here that you must be holy and become holy by washing before you eat and washing after you eat. Maim Achronim. And there's so much to say about this Gemara. Questions that you could ask. What's the reason for Maim Achronim? Do we still have an obligation today to do Maim Achronim? Are women obligated to do Maim Achronim? Many questions. But in any case, the Pasuk says that you must become holy, and the Gemara learns from there about washing one's hands before a meal and after a meal. But we have to ask just a fundamental question. What is the connection between Kedusha and washing your hands? We kind of take it for granted, but why does the Gemara connect Vit Kadishtem, Vitem Kedoshim, and washing hands? There was a beautiful explanation given by Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg. He was the Rav of Königsberg. He died in 1865. Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, in addition to many other things, wrote a sefer called Haksav V'Hakabbalah. And in that sefer, he says the following. First, he mentions that way back in Parshat Kitisa, the Torah, when discussing the kior, the wash basin that the Kohanim used to wash their hands and feet before the Avodah, the Torah says there in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Ted in Shmot, V'rachatzu Aharonu Vanav Mimenu Et Yidehem Vet Raglehem, the Aaron and the other Kohanim wash their hands and feet, and on that Pasuk, the great Unkelus, the Targum Unkelus, he lived in the days of the Mishnah, he says, what does it mean, and you shall wash your hands? Unkelus says, V'kadshun, they shall become holy. Again, what does it mean, washing hands and becoming holy? And there the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1264, says on that Pasuk, and on that Unkelus, he says that the Kohanim washing their hands is a sign of kavod and respect for Hashem. He says it's like any servant of a king who serves the king food. They first wash their hands before they serve the king. It's respectful. It's reverential. And this, says the Ksav Kabbalah, is why when the Torah in our Aliyah says Vis Kadishtem Vitem Kedoshim, it refers to washing our hands before we eat and after we eat. We too, like the servants that the Ramban talks about, we too have to realize that every time we eat, that we are eating from the king's table, the king of the whole world. We eat from Hashem's table and from Hashem's food. And we too must be cognizant of that fact. And we need to express respect for the king of the world by washing our hands and eating from his food. And that, says the Ksav Kabbalah, is specific to the term Kedusha. The term Kedusha means to sanctify, to elevate, to raise up from a lower level to a higher level. We too, when we eat, we don't just satisfy our physical needs, but we elevate the food and the act of eating into a holy act. Chazal know, of course, that Vit Kadishta and Vitim Kedoshim refers to washing our hands before we eat and after we eat. We make bracha, we eat kosher food, we're not gluttonous. We don't just satisfy our physical needs, but we elevate the food. And we remember to do that, and that we're doing that by washing our hands. And the Ksava Kabbalah goes further and says that that is why in so many places in Divrei Chazal and in the Bracha we say when we wash our hands, we say Al Netilat Yadayim. We don't say Al Rechitzat Yadayim. We say Al Netilat Yadayim. Netila means raising up, lifting up. Take a look, for example, in Sefer Daniel Perek Hey. Take a look in Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Mem and elsewhere. That's Netilat Yadayim, before raising up our hands, before we eat and after we eat. We honor Hashem, the King of Kings. We raise our hands up. We elevate our hands and proclaim that what we are doing, even though it appears to be quite a physical act, what we're doing is being channeled, it's being directed, it's being focused on Kedusha, on holiness, and on sanctity. Have an amazing day. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.